Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Man, last night was so awesome. I can't get over it. Like, I was talking about, oh man, I'm going to be so tired. But the adrenaline and the excitement, like, I'm actually not in a bad mood today. It's quite lovely. I'm excited. It's Friday. We've got more action today. I think we could say it was a successful night for the show too, right? So that always
helps. Oh, very much so.
To be in a great mood. Yeah, exactly.
But I'm still tired.
I'm officially
but I'm really tired, guys. It's been another long week. The tournament, it's a grind for us as well.
It's a grind. Yeah.
I'm officially I've said this before. I'm a second weekend person. And remind me of this next year.
I'm going to
bet every first weekend game.
No.
Cleaned up. Yeah. Like,
wait, why?
Last weekend was bad. Like, I don't know. It was like, but this.
You're basing it off the betting results of this. You're betting it, basing it off the betting results of this year, though.
No, but historically, I don't have like exact numbers to back this up, but historically, the first weekend, I just don't do nearly as well as second weekend. Second weekend is just always a better weekend. So I'm going to do the exact same thing and bet every game again next year on the first weekend. But
that's weird. It's weird because
or just put a little less on it or something. You know, so it's not a big hit.
It's interesting because you would think that these numbers are sharper, right? We know more about these teams. We have more data points. I thought you were not talking about your career betting results. I thought you were talking about your flat out enjoyment of the tournament. And maybe that's true too.
I think both are true. I think I enjoy
I would disagree with
that. It's
like
divisional weekend. You enjoy the first weekend?
Nothing beats 64 to 16 in 4 days. Nothing.
Yeah. The amount of basketball, quality of basketball, much better. Like that Michigan State, Kansas State game, I was like, okay, this is basketball.
Uh-huh. We can get another overtime
this
tonight.
Is basketball.
It's all great. It's all great.
Yeah.
This is basketball. He's a guy that plays basketball.
Also, don't put that responsibility on us, Paul. When you're coming off the high of the Jaguars, off the NFL season, and you're feeling good, don't put that responsibility on us.
Hey, if the Jaguars win the Super Bowl, I can bet whatever I want on the first weekend of March Madness. I'm just like, we'll be good.
Just not going to happen. The culture.
No, it's not.
That's the rumor.
Totally.
The
Colts. My connection?
Oh, is he back? Okay. The Colts and Jim Irsay pulled the plug.
Me?
What are the Colts doing? Yeah.
Getting Lamar.
Oh, yeah?
No.
I have a possibility.
Will this deal just get done?
A Gardner Minshew, Lamar Jackson QB
with
battle
the
like
Lamar
you read about?
Emoji Okay. Shall we move on to the
Who's
NCAA tournament?
Who's going to jump?
I know.
Let's go tonight's game.
Houston, Miami. So this is an interesting one. I was wondering, is this line a little too steep? We've got the number 5 seed Miami Hurricanes facing the number 1 Houston Cougars in a matchup tonight, and both of these teams are looking to return to the Elite Eight for the second straight year. As we saw, the Marcus Sasser injury proved not to be a big deal in that last game. The point spread here, we're seeing 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too many points?
7.5 total, 138.5. We learned last week that maybe those injuries, not a big deal. Sasser and Shedd outscoring Auburn by 27 in the second half after Aaron sent the legendary double eyeball emojis to Paul Aspen. So Kelvin Sampson.
Listen, pause. In the group chat last night, I didn't say a word, and the teams we all wanted hit. I finally said, okay, I didn't say a word, and things are going well. And then Joe O says the parlay's still alive, and I'm the mush. Your parlay.
And the third game hit. After that. And then the third game hit. And then the third game hit. Did it not?
It did. The first thing I thought was, oh, no.
Gersh, but I don't have.
Get that text ready. No.
I don't have the track record, though, like in
Oxford. Wow.
But, you know, my first thought on the game earlier in the week was Houston. And then the more I dissect it, and obviously with Miami, you're concerned about the defense, and that's certainly fair. They're outside the top 100 in the nation in defensive efficiency. But they have a great coach. Both sides are strong with the coach. Man, that Indiana game, we always talk about great guard plays, what you need in the tournament. And as good as Wong was, 27 points, and Omer has just dominated the paint in both games. He had 17 rebounds in the Indiana game. He had 14 boards against Drake. Wow. Like, that's why it was such a big deal. There was some hesitation with Miami going into the tournament because we were unsure of his health. So we were unsure of the health of both of these teams, and it looks like all the star players are good to go. The Houston defense is scary. I mean, they're number one in the nation in block rate. They're number two in three-point percentage defense. They're number three in two-point percentage defense, number four overall. But I think Miami can hang around. I think Miami plus 7.5. It felt like that's where you were going. Not sure if you want to bet it, but
yeah, is it too steep? It's a tough one.
I've come around to liking Miami here.
You know what I'm going to do in the break? Yesterday I was giving out what Ken Palm's predictions were. I wonder how close those were. Because I was looking at them today. I mean, gosh, he's got Houston by 8. That doesn't help you all that much. I mean, I guess it, you know, if you want to be on the Miami side, you can take a look at that, you know. But I wonder what his record is.
The interesting one with the KenPom is tomorrow's games, the Elite Eight games. Because usually the betting market comes around to his projections, but K-State opened as the favorite last night, and he's got Florida Atlantic winning. So that's really interesting. But that's later on. I'm going with Miami. Miami plus 7.5. You there?
Yep, I'm there.
Okay,
the next, we've got Xavier, Texas, a 2 and a 3. Oof. Texas? Gosh, this is a tough one as well. Let's see. So this is at 4 and 4.5. I'm going to go Texas minus 4 here. Ken Paul, what is the evidence? Texas by 4.
3.
Texas by 3, actually. Sorry. Yeah.
I was upset that I was sent in a dark room, so I didn't have time to ask Jenks. But I was wondering, like, if you're a fan of a team playing in a Sweet 16, Elite 8 game this weekend, does everything change? Does your routine change? Like, is Jenks at the bar right now? Because when you're doing the morning show, that it's a long week, and on Fridays, you just crash. And like this, everybody I've ever talked to that does any kind of a morning show, like on Fridays after your last show of the week, you're dead to the world. You're just out. He's not, though. Like, he's got the energy of a 20-something. Like, he's ready to go out and get the weekend started. But to make it to Friday night after doing the morning show and a long week with very little sleep during the tournament, I wonder if he follows the same Friday routine. or does he change it up because he's got to make sure he makes it through Texas Xavier the last game of the night?
Was he there? Because he wasn't on the show yesterday.
He was there.
Okay. I thought, oh, maybe he went on a little trip with that 90-year-old lady that went to hit on him at the bar. He left Friday bagels.
A little trip. I'm out bagels, going for donuts.
Exactly. So I talked to him about it. I don't think he's betting on them. Is he? Because I think it's tough for him. Kind of like how Jake doesn't bet on Illinois. I think he's kind of there, but I'm not sure if his routine changes. I should have asked him that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So we're up to 4.5. It looks like the market is going there. We were 4 most of the week, and now it looks like we're at
4.5. There is a 4.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like everybody's going to 4.5, right?
Yeah.
On the Texas front, my concern is, are they going to be outcoached? I mean, I think there's a lot we don't know about Rodney Terry, even though he hasn't done anything wrong. And if they win this game, make it to the Elite Eight, maybe he gets the gig. They've been so hot on threes. Penn State game, they hit 63% of the twos. They couldn't hit the threes, in the Penn State game. But then it came back. In the Colgate game, before that, they were on fire from the outside. So which team from the outside are you going to get with Texas? I think that's an interesting concern. And also DeSue. Is he going to be as dominant? Is he going to keep getting these double-doubles for Texas? So, in the end, I think Texas wins. Winning by at least 5, I'm a little concerned about. So, I think we're going to get another high-scoring game to end things. And I'm going to go over. I know it's the highest total here of the day, but I'm going to go over 149.5.
Yeah, this is a tough one because Xavier does have a pretty good elite offense, and the Longhorns, didn't Penn State give them a game in the second half? I feel like it was a little bit closer.
Ended up being 5. I mean, yeah. Penn State was hanging around.
Yeah, so that would concern me a little bit against, a pretty good offense with Xavier. Yeah, I'll just go Texas. I'll take the 4. I'm going to stick to that. Texas minus 4.
You're going to lay it. You're going to lay it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Paul, do you know what you're doing in these two games? The Midwest ones, Houston, Miami, then Texas Xavier?
I laid the 7 with Houston. I will not be playing the 7.5. I heard people talk about a Bama Houston money line parlay at like minus 140. I think they both win. I don't know. But yeah. All right.
Minus 140.
I think. Let me check.
At least it wasn't minus 5,000 on Purdue.
It's been out there in the world. Minus 154. So no interest in that. I think
no interest.
I think it's gonna be a chalky day. I've got no interest in the.
Do you?
And I'm not going to take the 7.5 now. Over or nothing, I would. Oh, like Texas feels like UConn. Like they could, like the UConn-Arkansas thing. And Xavier has run into a lot of three-point luck on defense. Like Kennesaw State, pretty good three-point shooting team, did not shoot well from three. And then their second-round game against Pittsburgh, granted, Pittsburgh's defense is terrible, but pretty good three-point shooting team, and we saw them get streaky at times, did not show up. So I'm not going to say bet the money line at minus 190, but there's like a BetMGM boost, where a 25% boost where you could get down to minus 110. I'd be interested in that.
Of the four games, isn't this one the toughest to you guys? It is for me.
Yeah.
Yes, because I could see Xavier winning. I don't know that I see Miami or San Diego State winning. I just wonder if it's just a number.
Hmm. Boy, if they win and Dessou is great again, his most outstanding player odds are going to plummet.
Do you have any regrets about not playing Noel? I don't, because I don't think they can win.
Dang, say that.
I think they can.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Why don't you think they can win?
I think they got a great draw.
They're favored to win on Saturday. And if you make the Final Four, there's no guarantee they're going to be facing Bama.
That's true. I think if they face Bama, they're dead. But I am personally hoping they face Creighton. And so I'm also personally hoping they can't beat Creighton. So, ergo, they can't win.
Aaron, you just destroyed your future now. I mean, whichever one you're holding, that's alive. Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, no, I'm
it's
not
almost like
too.
I don't want to talk about it, you know?
Like we did so much
with the Aaron's had that one. State. Yeah, she's kept that one under wraps.
I like my guy, Jerome Tang. I don't want to jinx it, man. The Purdue thing was bad for me.
So you're admitting
they cannot.
Yeah, hold on a second. What happened to I don't believe in mushing anymore? Hold on.
I will say, like, in Aaron's defense, it is Purdue. Like, she didn't.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bad bet from the beginning.
Coming from King Mush himself over there.
Whoa, I mush checked myself last night and it didn't work out. I'm unmushed.
What's a mush check?
The owl.
It's like a heat check.
We are all owls. Mush. Yeah.
Exactly. Let me put this out
Paul
there.
Pulled up from the logo.
Just like Noel, like airball from the logo. What are you doing, buddy?
We have a battle in the Western Conference in the NBA between the Suns and the Kings tonight. We'll get to that next on the BetQL Network. This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.